I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
A library is much more than a warehouse for books, and their programming options reflect that. On the last Close to Home, we examined the wide variety of programs being offered at the Grand Rapids Area Library that are aimed at adults. That library also has a separate, extensive summer schedule of programs that are aimed at kids. I went back to the library to learn more about these programs. First off, the big picture. I wanted to know, what are the primary goals of children's programming at the library?
My name is Marcia Anderson, and I've been the director here at the library since April of 2008. People asked us to help support their kids in learning. We're not teaching kids to read here, but we're trying to support the elements of building literacy, early literacy. We do a lot of things to make reading fun. In school, they have to read something to learn, they have to read something to, they have a goal in mind. But we want kids to read because it's fun. To make coming to the library fun, to make it a good experience, to connect the kids and the books, or books on CD, or whatever they want, just to make it fun.
My name is Tracy Campa. I work in the Children's Department of the Grand Rapids Area Library. First of all, people wonder perhaps sometimes why libraries are so involved in summer programming for children. It is important for any program that we provide that we keep the long-term goals in mind. And my long-term goal for every child is to become a lifelong reader. It is so vitally important, not only for the child themselves, but for the community that we grow in, that our children are as richly educated as we can provide for them. Particularly in the summer, we like to prevent what's called summer slide for kids. Summer slide is that terrible, terrible thing that happens when children don't read over the summer. And they can lose as much as 3 to 4 months of their academic progress from the previous year. And it takes a couple of almost 2 full months for them to even catch up in the fall. So when I talk to kids at the end of the school year, I have a lot of school groups coming in, and we talk about how they are absolutely the most brilliant they possibly can be right now in their existence. And all they have to do to maintain their brilliance is to read over the summer. And the really cool thing is that so many studies have proven that particularly over the summer, it doesn't matter what they read. They can read comic books over the summer. I tell them they probably could read cereal boxes as long as they did it every single day over the summer. But I also tell them that we certainly have more exciting things than cereal boxes for them to read. But it is vitally important for brain development that kids continue to read over the summer. So that is my long, long-term goal. And my long-term goal, and my short-term goal to get them there, is to provide them a lot of fun things to do over the summer. So we have a summer reading program that all area children can come in and sign up for. We give them a book log that has 36 boxes. They choose any 12 activities, which include reading. They have writing components, drawing components. 3 boxes even say play outside for an hour, because that's important, an important piece for literacy as well. And they can complete that on their own time, at home, using any kind of reading materials. We don't care where they get them, as long as they're reading. And then they bring that back, and when they bring that back, they get to choose a brand new book to keep from our book carts. We have prize carts full of brand new books provided by our wonderful friends at the library. So that's one ongoing piece. In addition to that, we have summer programming. We have continuations of book times during the summer. So essentially, book times are essentially preschool story times. Also this summer, we have art programs going on. Ms. Betsy Worley is coming in and doing a 4-series art program with us. And this summer, it's all about different types of painting. We have cake decorating. We have Duke Otherwise, who is a fabulous, fabulous singer for children, and he plays instruments and gets everybody up and dancing. We are starting this summer, finally, we're starting a Lego club. And the really neat thing about our Lego club is that I decided several months ago that I wanted to start a Lego club because we have lots of kids interested in Legos, but I had no Legos, and that was a problem in starting a Lego club. I put out a poster that I had made to print in-house, but I blasted it to all the city employees as well. And one of them grabbed it and put it on the city Facebook page, where it was picked up by a Minneapolis internet news provider called Bring Me the News, and they put it on their front page and interviewed me over the phone. And we ended up with about 4 18-gallon totes full of Legos. So I am so, so grateful, because Legos are so expensive.
You're listening to Close to Home, and we're talking about some of the summer programs for children at the Grand Rapids Area Library. Tracy's story about the Lego Club caught my attention, and I wanted to know more about it.
So essentially for Lego Club, kids are going to come, and we're going to have a theme, and we're going to build whatever we want to build for an hour and a half, and then we will display those in the library. Lego Club is open to everybody between the ages of 6 and 12. If you have younger siblings, if parents are willing to hang out, younger siblings are welcome. Older siblings are welcome. Actually, the first theme I haven't decided on yet, but we are having an outer space theme. We are actually having a weather theme, which I think is going to be really fun. And the themes are kind of loose, and they are however the kids interpret them to be and whatever they want them to be. So whatever they build is fabulous, and then we will put a little placard on their sculpture and with their name and the name of what they built or a little bit about that, and then we'll display them in the library.
The first meeting of the Lego Club was being held the following Wednesday morning, and I decided to attend. When I arrived, the tables in the community room were set up, each containing a large plastic container of Legos and an aluminum pan, and that's for dumping the Legos into. There was also a table with a display of books about Legos, building styles, and related topics. Remember, the focus on reading. One of the things I learned from Tracy was that many of the donated Legos had arrived at least partially constructed into buildings, vehicles, and other shapes. And before the club could begin, she had had to deconstruct the Legos back into individual pieces, well, with the help of family and friends, and it was a process that took about 30 hours worth of work. An additional 20 hours went into washing and drying the Legos so that they were clean, but they were all here and ready for the kids. And the children were starting to arrive, and soon the room was full with about 35 kids ready to start building. Tracy had some brief instructions before they began.
Every week for Lego Club, we're going to have a theme, and if you want to build to the theme, that's great. All right, our theme for this week is Lego Town. What kind of things that could you build that you could find in a Lego town? Tell me, what do you think? You can build houses. What else can you find in a town? Just shout, tell me.
A car.
Cars. What else?
Boats.
Boats. What else? Houses. Boats. Cars. What else can you find in a town?
Flags.
Andrew's got a flag. Okay, so anything that you might find in a Lego town, go for it.
And they're off. Some of the kids were working alone, but most were working with others. Sometimes it was an old friend or relative, but often it was somebody they had just met, united by an interest in Legos. The theme for the week was Lego Town, and the kids were free to build whatever they thought should be in their town. And what were they building? Well, I went around the room to ask.
My name is Ethan Bignall, and I am making a Lego town with a crane, a boat, and a house, and I'll just keep on adding on from there.
So how are you liking the Lego Club so far?
It's actually pretty fun.
My name is Zeke, and I'm building a shower, and I've already built a plane boat thingy and a fire killer. It's kind of like a car, an electronic car that has a fire extinguisher. Extinguisher attached to it, and yeah.
My name is Jamin, and I'm building an airplane.
And you have a lot of Legos at home?
Yes, we got 6 bins full of Legos.
So you're pretty experienced at this?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like working with other people on them?
Yep.
Well, what I I'm building a military base, and that's a helicopter he's making.
Awesome! It's so awesome!
And it was pretty awesome. This is just a small sampling of some of the programs that are being offered for kids at the Grand Rapids Library this summer. Stop by the library for a complete list of all the programs that they have being offered for both kids and adults. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.